It's time to cruise the Internet Talk Radio airwaves. Welcome to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. You ever wanted to know what makes the cruise industry tick? Get ready for an exciting behind-the-scenes look at the people, the destinations, and the ongoing innovations of one of the most exciting and fastest-growing industries. Now, here's your host, Ken Muscat.
Welcome to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat, and it is so nice to have you here on Friday the 13th, but we promise we won't do anything to scare you. Actually, we're going to do the opposite and make sure that you are just super excited about learning all about the cruise industry and, most importantly, the value of travel agents. Travel agents on the rise, that's our topic today. But before we get to that, I want to remind you that we're calling and talking to you from South Florida, live, home to the newest and largest cruise ships in the world. And this show is brought to you by MSC Cruises, one of the fastest growing cruise lines in the world. So thanks for tuning in. This is our 14th show of a 13-week series. And as I've mentioned before, cruising only continues to grow. And so what we want to do with this show is continue to generate extreme interest in the cruise industry, do our part to increase the amount of cruisers each year, highlight weekly prizes, and do a grand prize giveaway. So if you haven't heard me say it before, each week we've got opportunity for you to win a great prize. And for anybody listening throughout the entire series, we'll be giving away a cruise at the end of the 13-week series. But today, if you answer our Cruise Views question of the week, you can win a great prize pack from MSC Cruises, including a future cruise credit towards a cruise that you book in the future. So once again, to win these prizes, you can follow us on Twitter at Ken Muscat and also at MSC Cruises USA, and on Facebook at facebook.com/MSC Cruises USA to get the Cruise Views question of the week, and email your answers to cruise.views@MSCCruisesUSA.com. So last week we spoke all about cruise values, and we had some very interesting guests on, including the new cruise director of MSC Divina, which is arriving in Miami in November. And if you missed the show, don't forget you can listen on the voiceamerica.com archives or download from iTunes. But today's show, as I mentioned earlier, is all about travel agents. And we're very excited to speak to our guests today because the industry, while it continues to build the biggest, most exciting, innovative ships in the world, it also offers so many different things as it relates to stateroom categories, destination ships, cruise lines, amazing itineraries, and vacation experiences that rival those on land. But how do you decide what's the best cruise line and ship for your vacation? How do you decide a cruise vacation is even the way to go instead of going to a land-based vacation? Or how do you know that you're getting the best deal or when is the right time to book? So all these questions are going to be addressed today. Our guests today are going to be Tom Steakhorse, who's the senior cruise editor for Travel Weekly, Nina Meyer, who's the president and chairman of ASSA, which is the American Society of Travel Agents, and Susan Mirabito, who's the vice president of operations for Travel Network Vacation Central. So I want to get right into it and introduce our first guest. Like I mentioned, his name is Tom Steakhorse. He's the senior editor for Travel Weekly. And we're very excited Tom is with us today. He first began covering the cruise industry in 1986. He's been a reporter and editor at the Sun Sentinel, one of South Florida's leading daily newspapers, and for the past year has been the senior cruise editor, at trade publication Travel Weekly. So, Tom, thank you for joining us. Are you on the line?
Nice to be with you, Cam.
Well, Tom, thank you so much. And, you know, I know that this is something, not only are you as passionate as I am about the cruise industry overall, but I know you're also very passionate about the value of travel agents. So very excited to have you on the phone with us. What started your interest in the cruise industry to begin with, if you could tell our listeners?
Well, when I started working at the Daily Newspaper in Fort Lauderdale 25 years ago, the cruise industry was really emerging as a force, and I was doing a lot of interesting dynamic things, building innovative new ships. And, you know, this was something that was happening in our part of the world in South Florida that wasn't really happening elsewhere. And so it was a natural thing for a curious reporter to want to know more about.
Well, and I can think of other industries that are not as exciting to write about or experience personally. So I think I'll go out on a limb by saying that you and I both made really good choices being in this industry. So tell us a little bit about what major changes you've seen in the industry over the time. I mean, you get firsthand experience talking to executives experiencing cruises, being at the top of the new news and covering the good, the bad, the ugly, and hopefully more of the good. But what are the biggest changes that you've seen over the time covering the industry?
Sure. Well, you know, when you step back and look at the big picture, I think there's a couple of things that stand out. The first is the size of the ships. You know, when I started writing about cruises, the 1,000-passenger ship was considered a fairly big ship. Today, that same ship would be considered a fairly small ship. And, of course, the top of the industry is the Royal Caribbean, the two Royal Caribbean ships that can carry more than 5,000 passengers each. And, you know, I still think that that's astounding, and that a lot of people that I talk to inside and outside the cruise industry think that's astounding. Second thing that you'd notice today versus 25 years ago is that there's just a lot more cruise ships out there. The industry's been building them at a pretty rapid clip since the mid-1960s. And now, for example, Carnival Cruise Lines, the biggest cruise line, had a half a dozen ships when I started covering it. Today it's got 24 ships. And what you see is that allows them to go many more places simultaneously. They can have a ship in the East Coast. They can have ships on the West Coast, in Alaska, Europe. And so they can offer more choices to consumers. And then I think the third thing that I would say is that the industry's really grown up over the last 25 years. When I started covering it, it was a fairly small club, and everybody knew everybody. The lines tended to be independently owned, many of them family owned, and it was a much less mature business. And since then, the company has gotten bigger. Most of them are public companies now. Some of the cruise lines have bought other cruise lines, and so there's been a consolidation. And it's a much more standardized, regular, mature business than it was a couple decades ago.
Yeah, those are definitely three very, you know, incredible observations as it has changed. You know, the size of ships, of course, like you said, the number of ships, and that just the industry has grown up with consolidation and really has become a very big business these days. So it's been quite an industry to be a part of. What in your opinion can consumers expect from cruises these days that maybe they haven't imagined 10 years ago?
Well, I think that some of the things that were happening 10 years ago have just been extended in a bigger and bolder direction. I think the introduction of new activities that people wouldn't expect to be able to do on a cruise ship has just become more and more prominent. Bowling is a good example. The Norwegian Cruise Line introduced bowling on their ships a couple of years ago. Surfing has been a sort of trademarked by Royal Caribbean. Zip lines, you know, how can you make a ship that's big enough to have a zip line on it? Well, Royal Caribbean did that as well. And each of the cruise lines has some sort of activity that really stands out and captures the imagination for people. And I think that's been one of the industry's real emphasis is to say that this is not just a transatlantic cruise where you sit around and drink tea. It's something that's active and it's fun and that, you know, everyday people would enjoy.
Sorry to interrupt, but it really is pretty amazing. You know, I think one of the greatest things about the cruise industry is it is not a commodity, unlike some other industries as they've grown up have become. And the cruise industry, you know, and we're going to get into this in a second, where travel agents can add such great value. When you talk about these things, of some of these huge changes in the cruise industry as it relates to zip lining and flow riders and you know, everything from restaurants and stateroom accommodations and the size of the ships and the different destinations, you know, all of that is really how the industry has changed over the last 10 years, even more recent than the last 10 years, and why it's so important to talk about the value of a travel agent and the expertise that they can provide. So what I'm going to do, Tom, is ask you to stay on the line if you don't mind, because we started a couple minutes late. We're going to go into a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Tom all about travel agents and the value of travel agents. So we'll be right back on Cruise Views.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Many people are seeking to make a difference in the world, but few actually have the tools to do so. Every week, host Mary Beth Lodge and her guests will have you thinking forward and will give you the tips to keep your life, goals, priorities, and choices on track. The result is an easier, happier, and more inspired life. The name of the program is What Matters. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. What really matters is the positive changes that you'll bring to your life and the world just by listening.
Do the adventures of Indiana Jones leave you curious about this exotic and unusual profession? If so, don't miss Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology with Dr. Joseph Schuldenrein. You'll learn about forensics, ancient civilizations, and human origins. Listen to Dr. Schuldenrein and colleagues discuss their excavations and related archaeological topics, ranging from the unique to the sublime, and yes, even the mundane. Indiana Jones, Myth, Reality, and 21st Century Archaeology, live Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Variety.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America. Tune in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call in to Patricia Raskin Positive Living Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Variety Channel. It's practical, positive solutions for a happy, empowered, and successful life. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry, so call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat, and we are very excited to be talking all about the value of travel agents. Travel agents play such an important role when booking a cruise vacation. And today we have three experts on the radio show that are going to talk to us all about the value of booking through a travel agent and the advice that they can provide. We're in the process of a conversation with Tom Steakhorst, who's the senior cruise editor for Travel Weekly. And Tom, let me ask you real quick. You gave us some great background on the industry. Let me ask you real quick, what would you say, given your in-depth knowledge of the industry, how you've seen the role of the travel agent change over the years?
I think it's changed in two fundamental ways. The first way is how travel agents earn their living. When I started out in the business, the travel agent was mainly a vendor of airline tickets, and the airlines paid commissions to the travel agents, but unfortunately that started to go away about 20 years ago, and that forced many agents to look for a new source of income, and where they really found a gold mine was in the cruise business. The cruise lines still pay between 10 and 15% of the ticket price in commission to the travel agents. And so they can make a living selling cruises. And then the second area that has really changed the travel agent has been technology, being able to access the internet and have all of the personal technology that we enjoy these days has allowed travel agents to work from home rather than in a storefront. And so there are fewer and fewer storefront travel agencies and more people working at home online.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, a lot of times people are talking about travel agents. They think that it is only a storefront, you know, that you're going to drive up to and go walk into a building with a bunch of travel agents sitting there and you sit across from the desk. But in today's world, you know, it's amazing. Travel agents still play such a critical role in the cruise industry, but they could be a storefront. They could be online. You could be doing chatting with them. They could be home-based. It's really expanded into an incredible career that you can be very flexible doing and you can do from anywhere. So a lot of people think that travel agents are somewhat disappearing because they don't see the storefronts like they used to. But in fact, they're increasing because when you're going online to some of these websites and you're clicking to chat with somebody or communicating with somebody or calling and talking to somebody, I mean, that is a travel agent, and they're giving you some great advice on booking your cruise.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, do you see this, Tom, as being the case going into the future, or how do you see it changing as it relates to travel agents, you know, 5-10 years from now?
I think that it will still be very much the same, except I think that there will probably be fewer agents out there and bigger agencies to deal with. The cruise lines need travel agents. If they had to do what travel agents do on their own, it would probably cost them more money. But they're finding ways to make the process more efficient, and they're forcing travel agents to work harder to get the commission levels that they want to earn. And so that's going to inevitably lead to fewer agents and probably to bigger and bigger agencies going forward.
Mm-hmm. But you believe that the role of the travel agent is still going to continue to be extremely important in the cruise industry, right?
Yes, for cruises, because, and here's why, the cruise is a fairly complex vacation. You can take a quick 3-day cruise to the Bahamas, and the consumer can probably book that himself. But as you start adding people to the party, as you start adding complexity to the itinerary, it becomes somewhat overwhelming for the average person to know all of the different options and choices that they have. And the travel agent can step in and do that for them. And, of course, for the most part, it's free to the consumer. The freight is paid for by the cruise lines. And so there's no reason for that not to continue.
Absolutely. I mean, that's you bring up a very valid point, and I want to kind of end on that note with you, Tom, is it is a free service. And these are experts. These are people that are getting trained by the cruise lines themselves. They're experiencing the cruise lines themselves. They know the differences between what the different ships and brands have to offer. They're going to qualify you as a client to make sure that you're going into the right place and you're spending your money the wisest. And they're doing all of this because it's their job to do it, and it's basically a free of charge for you as a consumer. So it's definitely something that we want to leverage. Tom, tell our listeners where they can read a little bit more about your take on the cruise industry and where they can follow you.
Sure. Well, Travel Weekly goes to travel agents as a print publication, but it also has an online website, which is www.travelweekly.com, and most of the content from the magazine can be found in some form online.
That's great. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. It's travelweekly.com, and Tom Steghorst, who's the senior cruise editor for Travel Weekly, thank you for kicking off our show on the value of travel agents, Tom.
It was a pleasure, Ken.
So we also have on the line with us now, we're going to go right into our second guest, and this is a incredible person to have on the show with us. Like I mentioned before, we just have a jam-packed show with some really incredible experts. This person is a dear friend of mine, somebody I've worked with for a long time. Her name is Nina Meyer. She's the president and chairman of ASTA. And for those of you who don't know, ASTA is American Society of Travel Agents. Nina started in the travel industry in 1976. As an independent contractor for an agency called CIA Travel. And within 2 years, she opened her own agency called Vision Travel, where she developed a tour operation for Laker, Arrow, and Eastern Airlines, plus 3 branch locations. In 2001, she merged Vision Travel with Travel Leaders. And in 2005, Nina became the National Director of Leisure for this major $220 million travel company. recently, not that recently, but over the last couple of years, Nina, in April 2009, joined Express Travel as Director of Leisure Sales and Development and has served for 4 years as the President of South Florida ASTA and as a President of the International Scal Club Miami. Nina served as Treasurer of National ASTA until September 2011 and then as President and Chairman of National ASTA. So obviously Nina is the person that we want to talk to about travel agents. So Nina, thank you for joining us.
It's really a pleasure to be here and it's my honor to be on the show.
Well, thank you so much. This is a very important show, I think, for you and me and all the people listening, because the cruise industry would not be where it is today without travel agents generating business, marketing to consumers, and really guiding people in the right direction of the value of a cruise versus a land-based vacation or some of the other options out there. Before we go into that, tell us a little bit about ASTA, American Society of Travel Agents. What exactly does that mean for our listeners?
ASTA is basically a trade organization. And today we represent at least 80% of all travel sold in the United States through our membership. And as well as our domestic members, we also have international members as well. Our ASTA's history of being in the industry goes back more than 80 years ago, and it facilitates the business of selling travel through effective representation, shared knowledge, and the enhancement of professionalism.
It sounds like a very important organization for you to be heading up.
It is. It truly is, and it's certainly been challenging as well as exciting. We've had many interesting endeavors that have happened in the industry with challenging global effects of weather, various things that have happened to some of our suppliers, and just dealing with the public to make sure we provide for them the most wonderful experience. One of the reasons I got into the travel business was I was looking for something that's a happy business and the ability to fulfill dreams. And this is the job to do that.
Well, and I could not agree with you more, because I got into the business somewhat by mistake, and this was about 19 years ago or so. And through my experience, I found out it definitely is exciting and challenging and fulfilling dreams, and it is a great industry to be a part of. So I want to ask you real quick, Nina, and then we're going to go into a commercial break, but I want to keep you on into the next section. But if you could tell us off the top of your head, in your opinion, the top three reasons to use a travel agent, and then we'll go into the reasons after the commercial break, but what are the major reasons off the top of your head of why people should use a travel agent today, especially for booking a cruise vacation?
Well, I say it's especially for cruise, and I believe it goes through all of the other endeavors in travel. And one of the statements I say, it's protection. You're not out there on your own. If something happens to you before you leave, while you're on your journey, and you need to reach out, the travel agent's there. And whether it's, you know, when you get onto an airplane and the flight's been canceled, you can call ahead and get help where sometimes you're standing in line and can't reach the airline that you booked on. And as well as when there are clouds of volcanic smoke and you get trapped somewhere. So protection, you know, goes into a lot of that. So I go for that as one of them.
And Nina, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to keep our listeners on the edge of their toes, because we're going to go to a commercial break. So we just asked Nina. We're on the phone with Nina, President and Chairman of ASTA and a major member of Express Travel. We asked her the top three reasons for using a travel agent. So far, she's talked to us about protection, which is very important given the changing environment out there, and you never know what's going to happen. And travel agents do protect you and look out for you. And then we're going to find out what the other two things are when we come back from a commercial break. So you're listening to Cruise Views. Today we're talking all about the value of using a travel agent when booking your cruise vacation. And we will be right back after this break.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
How do you know if you're living with an addict? If you think you know all the recognizable signs, you probably don't. If you're listening to and reading from the so-called experts, you probably don't. You need to hear from a parent, just like yourself, who has been there and can tell you what it's like firsthand. Please listen to Afflicted by Addiction with Bradley DeHaven. Our program is heard every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. It just might save your life or the life of someone you love.
Ready to chat about your favorite soap operas? The Daytime Discussion is here with Dan J. Kroll and Soap Central Live. For the past 15 years, Dan has been dishing and discussing on SoapCentral.com. And now he's taking the talk to the airwaves of the Voice America Variety Channel. You'll go behind the scenes with the biggest stars of daytime, along with guest commentary from the Soap Central columnists. And we'll take your questions and comments during our live show. Soap Central Live, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
News. Opinion. Hear me. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry. So call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat, and you are listening to Cruise Views, brought to you by MSC Cruises, the only cruise line where kids sail free all year long. You can follow us on Twitter using the hashtag Cruise Views. That's C-R-U-I-S-E-V-I-E-W-S. And I'm on the phone today with our second guest. Her name is Nina Meyer. She's the president and chairman of ASTA, American Society of Travel Agents, and Express Travel. And we were just going into the break asking Nina, her number three reasons, top three reasons to use a travel agent, which is the purpose of today's show, all about the value of travel agents, especially when it comes to the cruise industry. And Nina's first reason was protection. When you've got those unexpected volcanoes or hurricanes or some of the weather challenges that are out there that nobody could plan for, a travel agent is always looking out for you and always helping you, which provides an outstanding value. But now I want to go back to Nina to find out number two and number three. So Nina, what are the next reasons for using a travel agent?
Well, the next reason I look at is knowledge. A travel agent has been in this industry, and they know about destination. They know about the various cruise lines. They know about the various ships. And what they are working with you is to find what is the right product for you. And as well as that, enhancing your experience, whether on a land and, most importantly, a cruise vacation, more information about destinations you're visiting. So knowledge is definitely a big part of it. And that combined with what ASTA travel agents are required, there's a code of ethics. So you have a comfort level in dealing with an ASTA agent.
Excellent. Very important. Protection, knowledge, and ethics. Those are the top three, or did I combine knowledge and ethics into one?
The last one was buying power.
Okay.
And local connections. So when you're dealing with an agent, they may, when we're talking about cruising, they may have group space that will give you some added values or extra amenities. They have connections on destinations where, because of the volume they produce, whether it's for a tour company or a hotel group, that they may be able to get you some added values. So we looked at protection, knowledge, buying power, and local connections.
Sounds excellent. I believe this is going to be very instrumental for our listeners and a lot of people that did not know why they should work through a travel agent, and this is going to be great for them. Now, let me ask you this one, which I'm sure you deal with on a regular basis. What do you find are some of the biggest misconceptions about working with travel agents? I mentioned in the first segment, a lot of people are surprised at how much travel agent business or how much travel agents do with the cruise industry and how important they are, and they're doing the large majority of the business. What are some of the misconceptions that you hear about travel agents today?
Well, the first one is always cost. Most people make an assumption whenever they go into a travel agent, there's going to be fees involved. And in some cases, there are, whether it's for booking air tickets or other items. But today, generally, they are not charged an extra fee for doing so. So that's one that's a definite misconception. The other, of course, is that the travel agent is not working for the supplier, but working for the client. Mm-hmm. Some people believe that you talk to a travel agent and they're going to only sell you what they want to sell you. But if you're dealing with a very reputable travel agent, they're going to be questioning you constantly about where you want to go, what you want to go, and matching the correct product for your needs. Their goal is to make you happy. If they dissatisfy you on any way, they're going to lose a client. So it is to their best interest to work for you, the client, not necessarily any one or other supplier.
Very, very valuable points. A lot of people do have that misconception that a travel agent is, you know, going to just try to do the fastest sale or maybe, you know, put you someplace you don't belong just to make the sale. And that's really not the case because this is one industry where that does not provide any value whatsoever. If a travel agent puts you in a vacation experience that you're not going to like, they know you're not going to come back. And they depend on your repeat business. They depend on your referral business. So it is a valuable resource that you can trust and depend on because this is what travel agents get paid for. Last question I have for you, Nina, because I think, again, you know, this, your involvement with ASTA is so important and this plays right into it. Young professionals today, there's always this desire to bring more young professionals that are just graduating from college into the travel industry, specifically the travel, agent, career path. What is ASTA or other organizations that you're involved with doing to make sure that that happens?
Well, I can answer specifically for what ASTA is doing. We do have a young professionals organization, which just started in the last couple of years, and right now it's grown to over 400 in their membership. And one of the most exciting things is that we're getting in a lot of university graduates who are looking at the place that they can find a career. And it's not as it was many years ago where they'd walk into jobs with very, very high-paying positions, et cetera, et cetera. And their lifestyle requests and needs are foremost in their minds. And so they're looking for a special type of industry to enter into, and they can do so and use their entrepreneurship and develop total businesses. Our Young Professionals Association works with them, have them network with other young professionals, and what started just recently, which I think is a phenomenal program, they have them mentored with a senior agent or someone who's been in the industry at least 15 years, because there's always that gap of knowledge from when you come into an industry and after you've been there a few years and what you know. So what we're doing is putting these two entities together so that the young professional has the background of a more senior person in the industry. And what we've learned on this is the senior person is learning as much as the young professional because they're learning the new ways to do business with social media, et cetera.
That's a very good point. Very good point. I never really thought about that because, you know, we always talk about how you get younger professionals into the industry, into the business, learning about travel and getting excited about travel. And you know, it used to be that so many people got into it just so they can travel the world. But nowadays, you know, people need to make money. And so it's very important for them to be able to get into an industry where they can experience the world and make money. But you just brought up a really good point that I'd never really thought about before is the impact that these young professionals are now having on people that are experienced and have been in the industry for so long, but need to adjust based on social media and, you know, being tech savvy and all this kind of stuff. I mean, that provides a really good benefit to people that are experienced, and that's very interesting. I guess you experience that on a regular basis.
We do, and one other group that's coming into our industry is those looking for a second career. Mm-hmm. They may be in their 40s to 50s to even 60s. They've been out there working in business, being key executives, and as companies have downsized, there's a lot of valuable talent out there. And they're coming in to the industry as the second career and finding it fascinating. And it's a place that, again, their entrepreneurship has been invaluable.
Well, that's very, very interesting. Nina, let me ask you, where can our listeners find out more about ASTA? Is there a website or someplace that they can go to learn more about ASTA or anything you want to plug as it relates to travel agents?
Absolutely. One, ASTA.org is the ASTA website. For those looking for professional agents, ASTA travel agents who must abide by a code of ethics, they go to TravelSense.org, and based on their own location, they can find a travel agent who has that background. And basically, one last thing about, I was just thinking about the misconceptions about travel agents, that literally, as more people come into the industry, they're realizing that people can make a living wage being a travel agent if they are an exceptional one.
Very valid point, because there's one thing of being a travel agent, but travel agents that are the most successful are the ones that are educated, they're taking classes, they're experiencing cruising themselves, and they're the ones that are going to provide the best advice. People that are savvy on the internet and social media and learning how to grow their business, put together these groups like you had mentioned before. So very, 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 very important. So Nina, I cannot thank you enough for participating in our show. You gave some incredible insight. And once again, we were talking to Nina Meyer, who's the president and chairman of ASTA and works at Express Travel and has given just firsthand knowledge and experience of the value of travel agents. So Nina, thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully we'll have you on the show again in the future.
Thank you so much, and it would be my pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nina. So we've got on the line with us also our third guest. And before we go into the next commercial break, I want to introduce somebody who is, again, yet another incredible value to the cruise industry. I'm talking about Susan Marabito, who's currently Vice President of Operations for the global headquarters of Travel Network Vacation Central, located in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. I was just there visiting Susan not too long ago, and it's a beautiful area. Susan has over 25 years of experience working in various areas of the travel industry in both corporate and leisure travel. And Susan began her career at United Airlines, held positions with the Colgate-Palmolive Company in corporate travel and with the corporate jet base, and with Bauer Publishing in corporate travel amongst other companies. And she also owns her own leisure travel company. So yet again, another great person to talk to about the cruise industry and the value of travel agents. So Susan, are you on the line with us?
Hi, Ken. It's a joy to be with you and your previous esteemed guests.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you've got such great insight. We are going to be going into a commercial break in a couple of minutes, and obviously just going to kick this off and then take you into the next section. But just real quickly, in the next minute or so, you know, what? Tell me just off the top of your head, what excites you the most about the cruise industry?
All of the new ships that are coming in as offerings to the consumers. I think it's astronomical what's out there, and the options that the consumers have for their cruise vacations.
I could not agree more. It really is amazing. I mentioned this earlier, how the industry has managed not to become a commodity. So you've got all these different cruise lines out there with hundreds of different cruise ships, and all of them that are offering everything from big to small, to zip lines, to flow riders, to amazing theaters, to alternative restaurants, to incredible dining. MSC offers this Mediterranean-style cruising, this Mediterranean experience that nobody else has to offer. So you can almost go through any cruise line and figure out what they're best known for and what their unique value proposition is. And that makes it a super exciting industry to work in, which is, I guess, why you've been in it as long as you have and why you love talking about it. Right, Susan?
I absolutely love the industry, and I love what MSC is bringing to the industry. So I'm very excited to see and experience Davina for myself.
Well, and I'm very much looking forward to talking to you about that in a second. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a commercial break. I've got on the phone with us Susan Marabito, Vice President of Operations at Travel Network Vacation Central, and she is going to be our last guest talking all about the cruise industry, but even more importantly, the value of using a travel agent when booking a cruise vacation. So you're listening to Cruise Views, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Conservation starts with us. Learn about environmental concerns each week when you tune in to Our Wild World with host Ellie Weiss. Our show centers on Africa each week and what's being done to save our wildlife, ecology, and ourselves. However, we'll also discuss what's going on closer to home. And most importantly, we'll let you know what can be done in our own backyards by featuring guest experts and featuring your questions and answers. Listen every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Cruise Views with Ken Muscat, brought to you by MSC Cruises. We're ready for your questions and comments about the cruise industry. So call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Or you can send an email to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to Cruise Views. I'm your host, Ken Muscat. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, use hashtag CruiseViews. Cruise Views is brought to you by MSC Cruises. Make sure to like MSC Cruises at facebook.com/MSC Cruises USA. We're on the phone with Susan Mirabito, who's the Vice President of Operations at Travel Network Vacation Central, talking all about the value of travel agents. And during the commercial break, Susan was asking me how I stay awake doing everything that I'm doing. I was telling her that the shots of 5-Hour Energy really help. So even though our show is sponsored by MSC Cruises, anybody out there who has any connections with 5-Hour Energy, feel free to send it our way. Anyway, we want to get back with Susan on the phone. And Susan, we were just starting to talk about the industry and why it's so exciting. And now I want to ask you, you know, based on your experience, what are some of the ways that a travel agent can help a traveler book a cruise today?
I think it's really important to match the client with their level of expectation. I know some of your previous guests had discussed specific things about where they've traveled before, perhaps what kind of hotels or what have you. But I think that it's very important that the agent understand what the client wants out of the cruise vacation. Are they looking for a very active vacation? You know, are they looking for the slides and the flow riders? Are they looking for more of a food or an esoteric experience? Are they looking for a large megaship, or do they want something smaller and more intimate? So I think it's really key that you sit down with the client and understand their level of expectation, that they leave that ship having the knowledge that they were on the right ship for them.
And, you know, that's a very good point, because I would highly recommend that if somebody is starting to work with a travel agent, maybe for the first time, you know, exploring different travel agents that are out there, if you start the conversation and they are immediately throwing pricing or certain itineraries or ships without even asking you any questions, then I would say that may not be the best person to work with, because Susan brings up a very good point. In order for a travel agent to do you the greatest justice, They need to qualify you. They need to understand who you're traveling with. Where do you want to go? What is your budget? What are you looking to get out of the experience? Have you cruised before? There's a laundry list of questions. Some people may say, well, you know, why is all of that necessary? But with all the different choices that are out there today, it is necessary, and that's the way that a travel agent is going to be able to give you the best advice. So I think what you just said, Susan, is right on. Qualifying a client is extremely, extremely important. You know, Susan, we got an email from one of our listeners named Seth. And Seth, we want to appreciate you listening to us. And Seth is in Utah, so hello anybody in Utah who's listening. But I thought it'd be a good opportunity to ask you this question that Seth had while I have you on the line, Susan. He was saying that if he finds the perfect cruise, and he's already done the research, which many people do on the internet, and they go to the different cruise line websites and other things, and they seem to have found what they're looking for. Is it still a good opportunity to call a travel agent, and what additional value can they provide?
Well, actually, thanks to Seth for the question. I think it's an outstanding question. I was going to say that I think that oftentimes when a consumer does their research, that's a great jumping-off point, but it isn't necessarily the best match for them. Sometimes advertising, things like that, skew a viewpoint. So I think it's even more important if they come to an agent with a preconceived notion or idea of the cruise vacation they want, that they discuss it further. At that point, the agent can discuss perhaps the shore excursions, the destinations, again, which you brought up earlier, Ken, who they're traveling with. So is there a kids program on that? Maybe the consumer hasn't done the complete research, and there may be another cruise line that would be an actual better match than what the consumer is bringing to the table.
Mm-hmm. Very, very valid. So, you know, a lot of people, again, to repeat what Susan said and Seth's question, a lot of people do the research, which is great. We highly encourage that. But there's a lot of things that you may not be able to find out when you're searching the internet, or some questions that that computer is not going to be able to ask you that a travel agent is going to be able to ask you live. And that just helps make sure that you go on the right cruise vacation for you. Susan, can first-time cruisers do, I guess the question is, do first-time cruisers get more out of using a travel agent than experienced cruisers, or does using a travel agent help anybody, regardless of if you've been on 20 cruises or if it's your first cruise ever?
Well, my first inclination is to say, why would a consumer not use a travel agent?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in so many areas of our lives, we seek out the best advice, no matter what we're doing, especially when we're talking about important decisions. We're talking about a lot of expensive opportunities. So we use real estate agents. We use insurance agents. Parents are hiring college consultants to help their children choose the right college. So why would you not use a travel consultant to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to a first-time cruiser, I think it's extraordinarily important because, again, they haven't got that knowledge base that a previous cruiser has. So they may not even know the best area of the ship for them to stay in, or what type of restaurants are offered, or, you know, what is the exact location they're going to. They may have heard of a destination. They may not know the parameters involving that destination. It's very complicated. And then when you come to the experienced cruisers, for those people, sometimes they're even more demanding and they need even more information. Because, again, now they're venturing into more exotic locations and destinations. And there may be even more difficult parameters to arrange from the cruise vacation standpoint.
That's a very good point. And I think one of the things that I just clamored onto is what you said about, you know, cruising is complicated. And whether you're experienced or you're a first-timer, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I can book air on my own, or I could book a hotel on my own. It's not that hard. A cruise is different. You know, with all the different lines, all the different options out there, many people, especially first-timers, may not know the difference with the stateroom categories and you know, what the difference is with the specialty restaurants that you could pay a little bit more for, or first or second seating, or open dining. I mean, there's all kinds of innovative things that are going on out there. So using a travel agent is always extremely valuable. Susan, we're wrapping up towards the end of the program, but I just wanted to ask you, number one, where would you direct people to find out more about you and travel agents and get the most information on the value of a travel agent in the cruise industry?
We have our own website, vacationcentral.net, that's based for information, you know, facts, questions, those type of situations for agents. There's
right.
consumer information there as well, but it's really directed towards the travel agent because that's what our specialty is at Travel Network Vacation Central. is to work with our franchise offices and our independent contractors. So
great.
We want to help those agents get the best value and information for their consumers.
Great. And one last takeaway from your perspective, Susan. You want to your final words for our listeners.
I want to say something really specific about MSC. I'm really excited that you have the North American offering of Divina, and I think what you're doing is so innovative, and that is bringing the Yacht Club into the North American market. So to be able to have that specialized category of service for the upscale travelers while still servicing a general population of consumer, I think is extraordinarily unique and of great value. And I think you're going to rock the industry. So I want to leave our listeners with, please take a look at MSC and all that MSC has to offer fleet-wide.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I love the, I'm going to put in quotes as I'm writing down, rock the industry, because that's what we are definitely trying to do. I think the whole industry tries to do that. Everybody tries to be super innovative, and MSC is definitely excited about bringing the MSC Divina to Port Miami to offer the first time year-round 7-night Caribbean Eastern Western cruises, again, beginning November 20th. So, Susan, thank you so much for being a guest. I want to thank all of our guests today, Susan and Tom and Nina. Great information. I believe that anybody listening would not doubt that using a travel agent is extremely important. I also want to let everybody know that next week's show is going to be incredibly fun because we're going to be talking all about the misconceptions of cruising. We spoke a little bit about it today, but next week we're going to have Carolyn Spencer Brown from Cruise Critic. We're going to have Carrie Finley from Cruise Buzz, which is an amazing blog, and Doug Parker from Cruise Radio. All of these people deal with the misconceptions of cruising on a daily basis. So we're going to be very excited to hear from them. What are the latest misconceptions that they hear? And what more can we learn about the cruise industry? Make sure that you check the website for the question of the week and go to cruise.views@msccruisesusa.com to send us your answer so you can make sure to win this week's prize, which is a great gift pack from MSC Cruises along with a future cruise credit. So thank you once again to our guests. Thank you for listening to Cruise Views on our fourth week, and we look forward to talking to everybody next Friday at 1 o'clock Eastern. Have a great weekend.
It's time to set sail. So that's all the time we have for this week. But make sure to join Ken Muscat again next week as MSC Cruises presents another edition of Cruise Views next Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Bon voyage for now.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.